Okay, thank you so much. My name is Mazimhaka Jones Kennedy. I'm an actor, both on stage and film. I'm a stage director as well. I'm a mentor. And I have been one of the participants in the project of Spectacolo project, which was a very good project, so helpful. Actually, I did three workshops. I did stage design, I did lighting design, I did sound design. And to me, those were basically my favorites. I felt it's what I needed most to learn. I needed to know much more about stage, about lighting, about sound. Because being a stage director, I think that is the best. Those are the fundamental things that one really needs to know and to understand. The rest, it's about other people doing it. But then you must also have at least a hint about it. Yeah, and the project was really very nice. I would begin by saying that the project was really so nice. It was very good having that experience, having Rwandans getting into practice of what they really love. So it was all about passion, but then afterwards, skills were needed. And I thank very much Shirika Performing Arts and Media Company, and I appreciate so much Spectacolo. The project itself and the mentors were really very good. We had a very good experience. In brief, that's what I would say. The whole project was really very helpful. And I think it's not only we Rwandans, but even other countries that were involved, Rwanda, Greece, Cape Verde, and Uganda as well, and some other countries as well. About the benefits, what I would talk about the benefits, it was really very crucial and it was really very, very helpful. As I mentioned, that it was a very good project that came in time. People really needed it. I personally needed to have those skills. So I'm one of the beneficiaries that I can tell you. This is what I got from the stage design. I knew that we had the way to design our stages. But I came to understand about even ancient stages, what was the difference between the ancient stages in the 18th century, 19th century, 20th century, 21st century, the difference between all these stages. So I came to learn about that. I came to understand, and I came to know that even in the 21st century, we can still have the same stages like the ones back in the 19th century, because I didn't see any much of the difference, but I think the experience, I would say that there's no much skills actually. There's no much skills in the ancient stages. People know about the present stages. Now, what I will benefit from the stage designing, I just want to go bit by bit. As I told you, I participated in three workshops. Now, at least now I can know that the little the space I can have, the much stage I can design. Mm-hmm. I got that from learning about the ancient stages, whereby if you are in the street, you know how you can design your stage. If you're in a playground, you know how you can design your stage. If you're in a building interior, you know how you can design your stage. If in the exterior grounds, you know how you can design the stage. So I now know how I can even use the space that I have to make an amphitheater, and all that stuff. So those are the benefits that I personally got from the stage design. Now I know how to go about what the script is telling me and how and what the stage should look like. So all that I came to understand, and it is so beneficial to me. So the same thing that happens to the workshop I did in lighting design, I know now how my lights should look like. I know how I can use very few lights to design on a stage. I don't need to have 50 lights or 50 bulbs. All I need is just to have a setup of the trio, of the triangle, to have the fronts and the rear and the upper lights. So I know how I can design those lights, and I know how I can play about according to the mood of the scene and according to the temperature, or to the temperature of the scene itself. How do I want my scene to look like? What is the mood? Is it romantic? Is it horror? Is it all that kind of stuff? So we're using lights, and now know that I can design my play, and people would really enjoy the play through lighting. It can really make the scene look so beautiful, look so romantic, look so sad, depending to what the writer has on the script, or depending to what I, the director, need the play to look like. So I need to also to understand the sound. So it was so beneficial for me to be in the sound design. Now I really now understand that the types of microphones I need to use. What are the good types of microphones that one should have in an auditorium or in a theater? I know how do I need to place my speakers? What is the good reception of sound, the input and the outputs? What is the difference? What is the difference between a room with only one speaker different from a room with 10 speakers? So all that I know how I can play about. It's just a matter of knowing how to use what, and at what time, and where to place what. Through this project of Spectacolo, and through my three workshops, my trio workshops that I participated in, at least now I very much know and understand, with no doubt, that I can be a very good director on stage. I can be a very good theater director. I know how to go about with each and everything. So now, what is the way forward now? The way forward for me is, if I happen to get a company, a theater company that would hire me, then I'll be there at their service. And if I don't happen to get a theater company, maybe I'll think about starting one. I'll think about starting my own small theater company. I don't need to have lots of things, as I said. I don't need to have lots and lots and lots of things. I simply need just a small space, just very few speakers, very few microphones, and have the actors, and then we roll it. If I don't happen to get any company, so far in Rwanda, we don't have many theater companies. At the moment, we have very few. We have very few. Shirika Performing Arts and Media Company being one of them. And I would say being one of the main company that, theater company that I see, it's rolling up and it's very vibrant. Why not? As being a member also of Mashirika, the Performing Arts Media Company, being a member of that company, then I think we can proceed and see how much we can expand our knowledge and put it into practice. So that's it.